know what the song is from? You know what movie this song is from? Solana. I'll start with Solana. Don't say it, Crowder.
Bad Boys 2.
Jesus Christ.
Crank it up. Crank it up. Jimmy, make it louder.
Oh, Scarface.
Yeah.
This is when Tony went to rolling in Miami.
Went to rolling. The world is yours.
Yeah, Tony was balling.
Who told us they hadn't seen Scarface? Was it Dizelle Espinales?
I thought it was you.
No, I love Scarface.
I think it was Giselle. Giselle did say she'd never seen it.
My fiance told me.
Josh Bell's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. You've never seen Scarface?
Never seen Scarface. That's a great song for a montage in a movie, though.
That's embarrassing, man.
You're embarrassing.
You've never seen Scarface?
Okay, Godfather.
What? I've seen it.
Yeah. Okay.
What? I've seen it. You can't use that on me. I've seen it.
Last week.
How could you have grown up in Miami and not seen Scarface?
I didn't grow up in Miami. I grew up in Broward County.
All right. Well, you grew up closer to Miami than most of the country. You've never seen Scarface.
I've been to that CVS, though.
Scarface.
Isn't there like a CVS where they filmed it and there's like a little sign on the wall? This is where they filmed Scarface. I've been there.
Well, I didn't think CVS existed when...
The building that... that he walked into on Miami Beach is now a CVS. And it's the same structure of the building. It's been remodeled a couple times since.
It was an Eckerd back then.
That's just embarrassing, Josh. Josh Appel is an NFL play-by-play broadcaster nationally for Sports USA. He's going to be on the call for Dolphins-Jaguars preseason game 3 on August 23rd. That's a home game for the Dolphins?
Home game, yep.
Because if it was up in Jacksonville, you could do a little double dip, watch a little Matt Mervis, and then catch a Dolphins game up in Jacksonville.
Well, he's shadow banned, of course, so I don't know if I'd be able to see him up there.
You wouldn't be able to recognize him, at least.
Right.
And Josh is going to be on the call for 2 USL Championship games this Saturday on ESPN+. All right, I have a lot that I want to cover with you, Appel, so let me just start going down the list here, though. No, let me start with this. The All-Star game was decided by a swing-off. Did you like that or not like it? Because you're a baseball guy. Now, here's the difference. Solana, I don't know what he was babbling on about yesterday because he's not a baseball guy. He was offended by the swing off while suggesting baseball is terrible and needs to be fixed. So it was a very incongruous argument. Appel is actually a baseball guy. So did you like the swing off?
I loved it, and I love that Kyle Stowers got to be part of it, and I loved how authentic the reactions were from the guys who had no idea they were going to be in it, and I was just hoping that Kyle Stowers wasn't going to be the one that hits 0 home runs. Thankfully, he was able to get one out of there. I loved it. Everybody wants to go home. Players already had gone home. Yeah, they'd already gone home at that point. Nobody wants to watch extra innings in an All-Star game. It's the perfect way to end it, a nice little fun way to cap off the weekend. It was great. It's the perfect way to decide an All-Star game, especially when it doesn't decide anything meaningful anymore. And you got to see some Schwarbombs. It was great.
But like Aaron Judge can't get to Aruba at 3 a.m. over 1 a.m. Like, that was kind of embarrassing to me that the players are actually gone from the stadium.
I don't think that's like too rare though necessarily. Like I'm fine with it. Like it's almost like spring training or like a minor league rehab assignment where a guy will come down, he'll play his 3 innings, he'll get his 2 at bats, he'll pack up his stuff and he'll leave. I'm okay with it. It because look, it opened up the spot for Kyle Stowers.
But what if they made it regular season though? Is there any conversation to be had for making a dong off the regular season? Regular season game ends in a tie, you do a dong off instead of extra innings.
I'm cool with that. If it's like we get through 12 innings and we still don't have a winner, then we go to the dong off in what would be the 13th inning. You already have a lot of resistance to the ghost runner at second base. So I think going from the 9th inning tied to a swing off, the baseball purists, I don't consider myself one of them. I do love the sport, though.
Costas, Gammons, yeah.
Well, then I got to deal with the one point I will give to Solana. Like, this Dino Ebel, the guy who was throwing a Kyle Stowers, he was throwing sliders and slurves, and there was nothing in the hitting zone for him to get out. It was a really poor performance from the 70-year-old who was throwing from behind the L-screen. We need better BP tossers if we're going to do this.
But why not? I'm cool with the home run derby then, the mini home run derby to end it if it after 12. But why not bring out like the electric pitching machine, like when you go to the cages or when these guys are doing BP? And my rationale here is it's an even playing field. Everybody's getting the same pitches, and they're going to be perfect because it's mechanical. You don't have to have some old guy go out there and stretch his arm and throw 10 pitches. And I'm sitting there watching him throw 10 pitches, warming up before Stowers even considers hitting one. Like, that to me is what I found infuriating. I turn on what was supposed to be a mini home run derby, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to see dongs, 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 dongs. I just want to see dongs in my face. And instead, it's just old guy tossing pitches that Stowers has no intention of hitting for the first 20 minutes.
Well, you got to see the pitches first, right? You got to know what you're going up against. And
I mean, it is baseball.
I know I just criticized them, but I don't want Dino Ebel throwing out a shoulder. He needs to warm up.
Yeah.
Dino Ebel.
So he's like what, a pitching e-bug almost.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. I'm fine with it.
Were the Panthers, Josh is a hockey expert as well. I'm going through the checklist here. Were the Panthers done dirty by having a 5 p.m. Wait till I get to professional wrestling. Were the Panthers done dirty? I can't believe you've never seen Scarface.
Never seen it. I mean, just, hello to my little friend, cocaine. Like, I know that. I get the gist. I get the idea.
Hello, my little friend, cocaine.
I got you.
He's locked in.
I got you, Tony.
You've never seen Scarface. That's why. Have you seen Goodfellas?
No.
Oh, my what? God.
But I've seen all three Godfathers.
What? Have you seen Casino?
No.
What? Donnie Brasco?
Who?
He doesn't like violence, Hawk. You know, Appel's a pleasant dude. He don't want all this violence in his life.
I don't mind violence.
You've never seen Goodfellas?
Nope.
So were the Panthers done dirty by this 5 p.m. start opening night?
I mean, it's certainly not ideal, but anytime you can carve out time in prime time to kick off the season featuring two teams that didn't make the playoffs last year and have basically restarted both of their organizations around their old stars, you have to do it. You have to make time at 8 o'clock for Rangers Penguins.
When it rarely,
yeah. I mean,
that's massive disrespect. No,
I don't really understand it, and I feel bad for the people who are down here. That because here's what's going to predictably happen. All right, the game's going to start at like 5:30 because they'll push the banner raising as far as possible. But it's still going to be like 5:10 they start or 5:15 they start the banner raising. People are working on a Tuesday. What do you think's going to happen? Be a lot of empty seats in the crowd.
I think it's going to be packed. I don't think it matters. No one's going to be watching. You're telling me around the country people are going to be watching at 5 o'clock?
Hawk, there's going to be screenshots that are put on Twitter.
That for sure.
Look at this South Florida. They don't appreciate their team. They can't even be bothered to show up on time for the banner raising ceremony. We deserved it in Canada. Move them to Quebec. I'm telling you, that's what we're going to see. And I feel like we had finally busted out of that stigma of being a bad hockey town.
I think we'll have a full house at 5 o'clock for it.
I'll be there.
But hey, Josh, even that though, because now it's back to back cup champions, and it seems as if Solana brought it up, like it's disrespectful. Do we have to win 3, 4, 5, 6 to be respected as one of these big six or whatever the hell they call them?
And here, the original six. We're an original seven franchise. I don't think there's any debate about that. Here's the other part to me. You have the pick of the litter on the matchups that you can have to launch your season. All the teams the Panthers have played in the postseason, whether it's in the Western Conference in the Cup Final, the Oilers or Vegas, or all the teams I've had to go through over the last few years in the Eastern Conference. And they're starting with the Chicago Blackhawks. Like the right. NFL, by total randomness, can have Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers against Justin Fields and the Jets just fall into their lap in week one. And here we are on a 5 o'clock on a Tuesday with the defending back-to-back Stanley Cup champions who have been to the Stanley Cup final 3 straight years, playing one of the two worst teams in the league over the last 3 years.
But to be fair, isn't Connor Bedard, like, aren't they really trying to make him the next big thing? He was the number one overall pick 2 years ago. I'm just asking because I agree that Panthers Blackhawks, like, it doesn't do anything in terms of a rivalry aspect, but you have the Panthers who are the defending champs, and the Blackhawks were like this young, supposed to be great.
Put it at
8 team.
O'clock then. Put the eyeballs on the Panthers and Bedard.
Oh, I'm with you on that. Yeah. I'm just saying in terms of the matchup, like, that didn't upset me as much because Connor Bedard, outside of maybe three or four guys in the NHL, is one of the biggest names, or they're trying to make him one of the biggest names.
I don't disagree with that. That's just the extra added layer of, hey, we're starting you at 5 o'clock on a Tuesday and you're playing a team that has no juice in this matchup to kick off a season. I saw somebody compare it to like soft launching a significant other on Instagram by just like putting him in the story or something.
At a Coldplay concert.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, they all danced when they saw that camera.
Is that the damage worst way to find out that your husband likes Coldplay?
Damage is done.
What? Can you imagine being busted liking Coldplay?
What's wrong with Coldplay?
I don't know. Solana spent like $1,000 on Coldplay tickets for him and his fiance.
I've heard it's one of the best live concert experiences, like, of anybody that you can go and see. I would go see Coldplay in a second. I love their music. Clocks? Who doesn't love Clocks?
The only song anyone knows, Clocks.
I don't like that emo stuff. Them whining boys get to me.
It couldn't be more opposite of emo. Like, emo is black, dark. This is the most colorful, bright, everything, uplifting type of, I don't know, emo. I'm not really sure where you're getting emo from. Cole.
What's wrong with black?
You mean Elmo? You're talking about Elmo? You don't like the Elmo stuff? Because he went haywire, too.
They whine a lot, man. I don't like
talking about Elon. Board. You're talking about Elon? I don't know what you're talking about.
What is Clocks again?
Clocks, play Clocks, Jimmy. No, I'm teasing. We've done that already.
Jimmy, call Coldplay.
Jimmy is holding out on these calls, Josh.
have you seen Carlito's Way?
Carlito's Way. No.
Kleinfeld? You've never seen Kleinfeld?
That's a good movie.
Seen Seinfeld.
Wow, this is shocking. You ever seen any of the Friday movies?
No, but I know the clip everybody knows.
Oh, my God. You've never seen the Friday movies.
If where the two guys are in the chair and they go, oh, and they like move to the side and then bye, Felicia. I get that. Again, yeah. I get the idea.
Yeah, very black. Very black, Josh.
Well, I don't think he likes Italians or black people, just based on the movies he hasn't seen. That's where I'm kind of going with this.
I mean, I like The Sopranos and I like The Godfather.
All right. Isn't it The Sopranos, though? I don't know if it's called The Sopranos. Have you really seen it? You know what was released today, on this day? I maintain. Tell me what you think. Have you seen Trainwreck?
Is that... Hold on. Is that the movie with Amy Schumer? Yeah.
Okay. I figured you'd seen that.
Yeah.
Trainwreck was released on this day in 2015. And I maintain LeBron... he's already shaking his head. I maintain... LeBron was a phenomenal actor in that movie.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's very believable that he and Bill Hader would be friends and just grab lunch anytime in the middle of the day in Los Angeles.
But that's what made the acting job so good, no?
He made you believe it.
I did. Did you think that movie was a good movie? I thought it was a good movie, but I thought LeBron was excellent in it. You've seen Uncut Gems, yeah?
No, I have not seen Uncut Gems.
Oh, for the love of God, man.
I've only refused to watch it because you talk about it so much and you've watched it so many times. I made the principled stand not to watch it.
If for nothing else, watch it for Kevin Garnett's performance. Because I'd love to have the conversation about actors, athletes who become actors. And Kevin Garnett is so good in Uncut Gems. You almost don't even believe you're watching Kevin Garnett.
The best athlete to actor performance I've ever seen is Dave Bautista, the wrestler, as Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's 100%. A real actor because he played Drax. I'm going to give you a guess what LeBron played in Trainwreck. LeBron. Kevin Garnett.
Really well.
He played Kevin Garnett. This is my thing with Hawk. You're not a great actor if you play yourself. You're just talking now.
Yeah, but when you throw that camera out and you have a scripted lines, it changes the game a little bit.
And you Kevin can tell Garnett, LeBron is reading.
You didn't even know you were watching Kevin Garnett as Kevin Garnett in that movie. If you didn't know Kevin Garnett, you know what I mean?
What did he just say?
You understand what I'm saying?
Run it by me one more time.
Have you seen Superman yet?
I'm going this weekend.
All right. What are your expectations?
I'm expecting it to be pretty good.
Anybody else seen Superman yet?
I've seen a lot of reaction to it from people. Like Kirk Herbstreit retweeted the Mike Francesa review of the movie. And the Mike Francesa review is dumb. It's just entertaining. And so like if I see someone co-signing a pop culture review from Mike Francesa in 2025, other than to just like appreciate the delivery and the ridiculousness of it, immediately rule it out as having a valid opinion.
Lee Sterling hated the movie, and Jim Larranaga texted me yesterday. I don't know if I shared this on the air because he was on with us early this week to talk about that Bleacher Report list, and he said he would go see it on behalf of the show. He saw it yesterday. He texted me. He said he will be recommending it to no people ever.
But he said it in a very nice way.
He did not like the movie.
Did he say why?
Well, I told him to save it for the air. I happened to love it. I thought it was great.
I mean, I just don't know what people like expect from superhero movies.
Exactly.
You know, is it not believable enough for you?
That's Solana's big thing. I'm not giving away any spoilers. There's a dog in it. But like everyone wants to go, there's a dog. There's a dog in it. Like that's so unbelievable.
It's from the comics.
This guy got launched to a different planet from another planet on like some baby bassinet rocket ship. That's believable. But the dog? Oh, how could there be a dog in it? A dog? The dog?
Hey, the dog is from the comics, too. They didn't just make the dog up out of thin air.
Bingo.
Like people love to crap on the previous DC superhero movies or Superman movies, and for good reason. And now, like, they're complaining that it's not like the old Superman movies. It's very bizarre to me.
Well, let me tell you something. I know not many people will agree with this, but this happens to be the truth. The DC movies are much better than the Marvel movies.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I know about that, and that's just flatly ridiculous.
Yeah.
I own that. I own that take. The DC movies.
And nobody will kick you off that hill.
You got it.
The DC movie series is better than the Marvel movie universe.
You can MVU. Have that.
Mm-hmm. Marvel, MMU, the Marvel Movie MCU. Universe. Right. So for your next appearance, Josh, please see which of those movies?
I wrote them all down.
Goodfellas, Scarface, which one do we have to make them watch?
Gotta go Scarface.
I started a list. Movies Appella has not seen. Goodfellas, Casino, to me are two of the best movies ever made. And we all love those movies on this show.
Goodfellas and Casino. The fact that you like to gamble and you've never seen Casino is like mind-boggling to me, but I don't know how you've never seen Uncut Gems. So
those movies are better than Benchwarmers. Give me a break.
Well, I say Scarface. Scarface has to be the first assignment.
Gotta see Scarface.
You're not coming back on this show till you've seen Scarface.
Okay.
Fair?
Sure.
All right. And don't watch it the way you watch everything else.
I told you,
I went to a movie with him. I went to F1 with him.
Oh, yeah.
He was on Twitter the entire movie.
He's sitting in the movie theater.
He couldn't put his phone down.
He tried to nab me, by the way. While he's sitting on his phone.
I had to break protocol in order to show you breaking protocol.
He tried to do that, and my phone was back in the cup holder, and then I tapped him on the shoulder. I was like, actually, you know what? It's really funny. I'm going to take my phone again.
That's a lie. That's
not a lie.
I busted him.
I hate that. Put your phone in your pocket. If you can't go 2 hours while literally being given something to do without your phone, like, dude, you're just on another level of brain rot. You've got to put the phone down.
Okay. Hey, tell me more about Uruguay and their soccer.
What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? That was a good story, a truthful story.
The key word
story.
You can't go 2 hours without seeing what Kirk Herbstreit
said. Flying
had dog
to say. Was more believable than the crap you laid on us yesterday.
By the way, I'm unavailable to fill in on July 16th for the rest of the
time. Get ready, Jimmy, because I'm not working the Hawks out.
Josh Appel. All right.
Did
Josh,
we cover everything later on the list?
Yes. Go watch Scarface right now.
Okay.
All right. Josh Appel, ladies and gentlemen. Always appreciate his time.
Thank you, guys.